Hello, hello, what up guys? Welcome to the inaugural episode of Three Dots and Hash, where we three insignificant dots in the vast, infinite cosmos come together to discuss, deliberate, and debate a new hashtag every episode with whatever little our tiny brains can comprehend. On the menu here, you'll find fresh perspectives with a dash of philosophy, laced with humor, sprinkled with logic, and served with a side of ice-cold sarcasm. Before we dive into today's hashtag, let me introduce, for the very first time, the three dots. The first dot on my left, Baba. Baba is the oldest on the panel by virtue of age, but not experience. He's an avid reader, a movie buff, a passionate photographer, a singer, a dancer, and the ultimate quiz geek. Constantly looking for love in forbidden places and failing, Baba is also a resident expert on all things Asmis. Baba, say hi to our listeners.
Hi, hi everyone.
Has been the keyword.
Yeah, but I think I beg to differ. I have a lot of experience also. On my age reflects a lot of experience. It's just not age, so yeah.
All right. Moving on to the second dot on my right, and rightly so, Piyush, a self-proclaimed chick magnet, music lover, philosophy geek, and a believer. Piyush flaunts his skillful fingers and an impressive understanding of human anatomy and pleasure. He can seamlessly debate Karma Yoga and Pink Floyd in the same breath. A man with both a wife and a girlfriend, yet his favorite companion is solitude. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce my very dear, once married, twice lucky, and eternally entertaining, Piyush.
Thanks, Raman, for the detailed introduction. I didn't know I was as good as what you claim to be. But thanks again.
I think you have a good... Voice. What you're saying is right. He has exceeded what you actually are, so...
Alright, so now I'm the third non-collinear dot, Raman, also the moderator for the day. And as the moderator, I have chosen the hashtag for the day, which is God Lazy. So without wasting any more time, let's jump right in. And I think before we start, we need to break down the topic or hash out the topic into smaller consumable bits. So let's start with God and is God lazy? Who or what is God to you, Baba?
God to me is something divine, certainly, something that cannot be divined and not defined, is how I would say. And something, a supreme being, I'm not going to gender, but a supreme being who has created the existence as we see today.
And also a supreme leader.
Not a supreme leader is a very negative connotation, if I can call that.
Why is supreme leader a negative connotation?
No, because supreme leader, it shows that... See, the vibe I get from supreme leader word or the phrase is that he is not empathetic or sympathetic to people. Is the vibe I get. Okay.
Why do you get that vibe?
Who is the supreme leader to you? Like, the first image that comes to your head when you think of supreme leader.
Supreme leader, first image that comes to me. My image is clouded by present supreme leader, so I'll not bring any image. But I think in my mind, supreme leader has various facets. Okay, a philosophical facet, war-oriented facet, good in warfare and all. I think in that sense, a complete being, again, to your initial question of God, I consider him as a...
Completely him. Lost. Huh? Like, you were on your own track, Baba.
No. This is the right track. Okay. You are in a parallel universe. This is the right track. Okay. Don't get confused.
What was his question?
This question was, what is the definition of God? So, God is a supreme being, leader, he brought him. This is, he has been...
But being, they are being.
Being as in, you don't need
He's
to
not
put
a leader.
You don't need to put a form to the being. Okay.
Yeah, but is that supreme whatever it is?
The supreme word I have not brought in.
Okay.
It was not my... It was.
No, how... Matlab, being ka kya matlab hua? Being matlab...
He is a supreme... not supreme.
Entity.
He is an entity. Yes. He is an entity.
Entity means material entity.
it might need not be material entity. God is a what you call a entity who created and who is sustaining, program, managing the world as of today.
By world, you mean the universe.
Universe, yes. Yeah.
But yeah, perfect. What about you, Piyush?
So I feel on similar lines, what just Baba just said, is God is a supreme entity or being, or no matter what way you want to put it across. It is a form of intelligence, all intelligence that there is, behind everything that surrounds us, and at the most minutest level, is godly to me. So, whether it's breeding creation, or operating it, or for that matter, destroying it, as and when the need comes, it's all in that one entity. So, it's all powerful, all being, and that's why omnipresent and omnipotent.
So you believe everything that exists has God in it?
Yeah, somewhat.
So God is not just the creator, you're saying, but God is the creation itself.
Yes. The creator and the creation is one.
Matlab Brahman hi Brahma hai.
Matlab more on the lines that I am the universe.
Acha.
And the creator of my universe.
Okay.
And what is your definition, Raman?
For me, I think, again, I believe some entity, I don't know if material, not material, has to be non-material as we understand material right now, I feel.
Okay.
Jinnone, as you said, has created the universe, is responsible for the upkeep and managing whatever is happening in the universe, and this is at the, again, at the material level. Yeah, somebody same as you, as somebody who has created and somebody who is managing or operating as the universe is functioning right now.
Makes sense. I think we are on the same page.
Similar page, I
similar
think.
Lines.
So I think abhi aage badhne se pehle na apne liye zaruri hai thoda KRAs define karna hai na God ke liye. Because jab tak ye nahi pata hoga ya common consensus nahi hoga ki गॉड की रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी क्या है तब तक तो फिर हम ये इस पे नहीं आ सकते डिस्कशन पे गॉड लेजी है
लोगों को जगह नहीं मिल रहा तुम
नहीं
एम्प्टी है कुछ
भी या पन अनइंटेंडेड
पन
नाउ इन जनरल वी टॉकिंग अबाउट द यूनिवर्स एज अ कांसेप्ट राइट सो देयर इज सो मच एम्प्टी स्पेस दैट्स लैक ऑफ यूटिलाइजेशन ऑफ रिसोर्सेज लाइक द मारवाड़ी इन मी टेल्स मी दैट आई कुड हैव बिल्ट समथिंग एंड यू नो रेंटेड इट आउट टू से अनदर यूनिवर्स और आई डोंट नो बट आई कुड हैव बिल्ट सो मच.
So yeah. Utilization of the space.
Yeah.
Is the...
Why is Mars so barren? Why can't there be life on Mars?
Yeah.
We really don't know whether life is.
No, that's fair enough. That's his point of view, where he's saying that utilization
of space
of the universe itself. Sahi hai. Matlab I've taken your point. I don't agree with it completely, but I've taken your point.
We can discuss more.
Yeah.
I think
let's just define the KRAs first and we'll get deep into them and associate them with laziness going forward. So dusra point kuch aur.
Yeah, so my top KRA would be happiness. Again, we'll have to possibly define how we
happiness
look at
of God or happiness of the beings in the universe.
Happiness of the beings in the universe. For example, let's say if I have to say that a mother and father are the creator of the child in that way. Okay. Now, more than their own happiness, they're concerned about the creation's happiness or the son or daughter's happiness, right? So, I think a major chunk of a creator's happiness is to see his creation, his or her creation being in happiness. So, Yeah, happiness will have to possibly...
Why do you sound like a boomer all the time?
Because I have grown eating boomer chewing gum. You people are not old enough to boomer chewing gum. You haven't eaten it.
Boom, boom,
boomer. Yeah, boom, boom, boomer. It was like a Michelin type, ka, logo type ka aadmi bhi aata tha. Anyways, okay, we will not digress. But yeah, happiness.
So yeah,
why is it a they KPI? Why is it not an us KPI?
What is they and us KPI?
Like, why is it a responsibility of the God and it's not humans?
No, it is not that.
Or the beings.
It is not that. It's not like responsibility. It is like if God has created the people in a good way and He is managing things in a good way, those people should be happy.
So happiness, ठीक है, समझ में आता है कि तुम नहीं मान रहे हो. You are saying that लोग को सब दे दिया है, बोला जाओ करो तुम ऐश करो जी ले अपनी जिंदगी टाइप. बट वेलबींग तो मानोगे ना, ह्यूमंस तो बहुत छोटा सबसेक्ट ऑफ लाइफ है.
करेक्ट, वेरी वेल पुट.
सो वेलबींग ऑफ लाइफ इज दैट गॉड्स के आरे.
लेट्स अज्यूम इट इज ओके. सो आई विल ऐड जस्ट वन मोर पॉइंट टू इट. सो इफ वेलबींग ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स ओके नो मैटर हाउ स्मॉल अ बीइंग इज इंपॉर्टेंट, देन वी से दैट ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एज अ स्पीशीज इज अनहैप्पी. But all the living beings that has evolved with time, say a virus which is causing cancer, or a mosquito for that matter, who's thriving in garbage, and their population have increased, so they are happy, I presume. So then God is also responsible for their happiness.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So how does He create a balance?
No, yeah, so I think Piyush has
a
valid point.
That's a very valid point.
That one being's... One species' well-being could mean negative for somebody else,
yeah.
Right? But then at the end of the day, I think as you were
putting it... Okay, I'm saying that flaw in the system can happen. But overall, well-being of the creation, let's not call it life.
Well-being
how
of
do
the
you
creation.
Deal with that?
Well, everything is his
yeah.
or her creation.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Like,
who's, the well-being, who's, to maintain it.
Then you yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. Is
yeah.
balance.
However, but to maintain it.
To maintain harmony.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That could maybe
not
require killing human beings.
Which could be.
As a species.
Absolutely.
Correct.
We can decide how yeah. we define it.
Okay. So
but maintaining balance in the universe.
Slash balance.
Happiness slash balance. I like that. Do you agree with that, Baba?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Perfect.
I have another point.
Huh.
Sorry, I was checking out my phone because I had made some notes. So, one is biological inefficiencies. Like, there are certain things in its creation which are so redundant. Maybe certain beings which are so redundant on the planet, but they're still there. They're like an appendix in your body. They're there for no reason. So, biological inefficiencies is one of the most glaring error in so-called perfect being called God.
So,
closer to mic, yeah.
So, well-being is...
Baba is getting closer to Raman. The Udit Narayan and Baba wanted to place a kiss on Raman's delicate cheek.
Udit Narayan kisses only females. Let me be clear.
But Baba, this is against Sanskriti.
What? No.
What? Sanskriti doesn't allow this, please.
If people were not kissing each other, we would not be born. What is
kissing? How is kissing?
Maybe not. I don't know. No. Tell me what. Does
this
that
is what people
about?
Believed in school, Baba. Kissing se bachche ho rahe, aap abhi what?
No, after kissing, other things have to happen. Kissing pe ruk gaye to bachche nahi hoga be.
Okay, Baba. Anyway, sorry guys.
Okay, coming back. So we have to come to the.
So, biological inefficiencies, according to me, glaring error in the so-called perfect.
Error, no. Error, we have to define, right?
So, that's what?
So, biological...
Inefficiencies in the system.
Is a care.
Inefficiencies in the system, which is creation. Whatever kind of inefficiencies.
No, inefficiencies... When a care has to... We can... While discussing a care, we might... come across inefficiency.
Okay, fair enough.
But inefficiency
what
is not a KRA.
The next KRA, Raman, according to you?
Maybe number of planets or celestial bodies with life.
more number is better.
Yeah, according to you. Why at one place unless it's an experiment?
But like, what's the KPI there?
No, how many, like, what's the percentage of total number of planets with life upon all celestial bodies? Hmm.
But then, I agree that it is an important metric, okay? I will not use the word KRA because KRA, as we know, again, in business terms, is something that...
No, we know KRA. Everybody, I presume, in our audience knows what KRA stands for.
No, what I'm trying to say is KRA is something that should be measurable, right?
Yes, it has to be measurable. Don't tell me it should be smart.
No, I'm not going to smart, but you have to... If you can't measure, you cannot evaluate something.
Okay.
So let's say we don't have enough data. There are thousands of millions of planets and stars.
Yeah.
How many have life or not, we don't know.
Nahin, aisa nahin karna. We can do some sampling, right? We know enough planets.
We know basically 9 planets. And we have reached only 3 of them.
No, it's not just about reaching. But there would have been some signs of life, right?
That's what I'm saying. Even after reaching Mars today, we really can't conclusively say whether life exists there or not.
But that doesn't mean there isn't there.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that if you take this as a KRA, there is no way
we are not. Okay, at least we can talk about, let's say, in whatever number of planets are there in EXO, whatever are exoplanets basically, we can consider them all with life. Okay, for our hypothesis that we are considering.
Yeah, that we
can. Life manlo, then let's compare it with total number of planets out there. Why? Are you getting it?
Okay.
Why exoplanets?
You're taking too much time to define KRAs, guys. Just an honest opinion.
Yeah, so I think 10% of, let's say 10%, isse aaya to nahi hoga na planets pe life.
We've not even come to the fact that this got lazy.
Yeah. So okay, do we all agree on this? Dalu mein ye?
Yeah.
I agree. Raman, do you have another KRA for us? Which I believe you
Matlab, I was talking with Dee before this. Baba bhi the. And I think she suggested something which sort of like seemed quite nice, which is the number of prayers that are answered as compared to, like, if somebody is reaching out to God, how many times does... Okay, so we'll take a short break.
We can edit this.
Okay, so what... Baba, the yahan pe discussion ye chal raha hai. Piyush ne suggest kiya hai ki ek BBMP employee.
Okay.
Oh God, to kaafi similar hai.
Employee?
Haan. Kyunki prayers to unanswered hi rehti hai. Is pe ab kya kahoge?
No, first KRA Baba ko
bata. KRA ye hai ki how many prayers are answered by the God. Number of prayers answered by God.
Number of prayers answered by God.
तो इसमें भी अगर आप देखो तो BBMP employee is like a देवता.
मतलब यहाँ पे OTIF तो आना चाहिए. On time in full.
नहीं नहीं, hear me out guys. So BBMP employee is like a देवता, देवगण. Then a politician or an MLA could be say Indradev, and then comes the CM, and then comes the PM, who's the eternal God. So the eternal God and देवता. Everybody just doesn't answer your prayer.
Okay. I don't think that's a very apt analogy, but yeah, nonetheless, not very inept also.
But they are God, right? For us, they, like whatever they say, I think is right for us and we have to follow. We should follow rather.
What? Whatever BBMP says?
No, they are just part of. Yes, that also. We have to follow. No, we are following on the road. Do you have a choice to avoid? It's out there. Can you do anything about it?
So you can do something about it.
What have
but
you done?
But they say, no, that Asuvidha ke liye khed hai.
Asuvidha ke liye khed hai. So there, that is a regretful goal.
But it's a God nonetheless.
No, BBMP employee is not God. Come on, let us not...
Let us not work.
No, but are there parallels basically? It, they, ki number of prayers
analogy,
that
Baba.
Are not, yeah, that are not
an
answered.
Huh.
God also is similar. How many prayers are actually answered?
Yeah, so...
But is it a fair KRA?
It's a fair KRA. It's a,
yeah, OTIF. OTIF I'm writing down as KRA.
OTIF, what was the...
On time in full.
Prayers.
So now let's come to the laziness part.
When we try to talk about laziness, we are talking it about in a positive sense, right? Or negative sense, because everything is hinged on that. If you say that laziness, let's say it's a Sunday morning, you're lazy, you're happy, right? If it's a Wednesday afternoon when you're supposed to do some work in office or wherever, and you are lazy, then that laziness is a negative thing, right? So,
why is it a negative thing? If you can do it, do it.
You can do it, but other people might be suffering because of your laziness. Be it your company, be it your wife or multiple girlfriends.
Why?
So.
What the, is this?
See, it's all about effects of that thing. If the effects of laziness are positive, then it's okay. If the effects of laziness, let's say God is lazy, just digressing a bit, and hurricanes are happening.
That too you've been doing all throughout.
People are getting killed. Okay. So that laziness is a negative laziness. But
God, what was his question again?
His question was
laziness kya hai?
Aap khujalo thoda.
Khujana laziness hai ki action hai?
Khujana nahi, khujana laziness hai. Khujata achha laga to wo bhi laziness hai. Anyway.
तो लेजीनेस आपके लिए हमेशा अच्छा, मैं इतना मैं समझ पा रहा हूँ कि आपको अच्छा लगता है लेजी रहना.
हाँ, मुझे लेजी रहना अच्छा लगता है.
इट्स अ प्रिविलेज दैट यू कांट अफोर्ड ऑन वीकडेज.
हाँ,
तो लेजी है क्या आपके लिए फिर? मतलब जो वो अच्छा है वो क्या है? द लैक ऑफ एक्शन, इज दैट लेजीनेस फॉर यू?
Lack of action.
तो life has been lazy.
बाबा गाना नहीं गाना अभी.
नहीं नहीं गाना नहीं गाएंगे. I'm just thinking. See, laziness could have lack of action. नहीं, मैं lazy होके कुछ poem लिख रहा हूँ. It's not a lack of action, right? And some tasks in life might need laziness for them to be productive or them to be
having good outcome. That's laziness in me telling you.
क्या हो गया था?
सो गया आता हूँ.
सोना इज स्लीपिंग, दैट्स नॉट लेजीनेस. ओके, देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन लेजीनेस हैज कॉन्शियसनेस एसोसिएटेड विद इट.
सो बाबा का फेयर पॉइंट, आई गेट यू. आप कह रहे हो कि आपके लिए लेजीनेस है कि जो भी सोसाइटल एक्सपेक्टेशंस है आपसे या व्हाटएवर यू आर सपोज्ड टू बी डूइंग इन योर रेगुलर लाइफ बिकॉज़ यू हैव नो अदर चॉइस, लाइक फॉर गॉड ओटिफ या फिर लाइफ ऑन बिल्डिंग ओन लाइफ या यूटिलाइजेशन, वो एक्सपेक्टेशन है उनसे, वो केआरए है. बट वो लेजी है क्योंकि उनको मजा आ रहा है पेंटिंग बनाने में. वो पेंटिंग बना रहे हैं, वो अपने केआरए पे ध्यान नहीं दे रहे हैं. मदहोश है या मस्त है या मजा आ रहा है उनको. दैट्स हाउ यू विल डिफाइन लेजीनेस फॉर गॉड?
हाँ, इन दिस सो दैट
अगर लेजी है तो, हाँ, मतलब अगर
हाँ तो लेजीनेस इफ यू टू डिफाइन इट इज लाइक अ चिल्ड लेड बैक without taking too much tension about what is happening around you, I think that is laziness. Whether it has positive effects or negative effects, that we will discuss.
Sahi hai. Perfect. What is laziness to you?
I think, as Baba tried to make us understand, I will take it further from there.
I take offense to try it, but we will...
But you have tried a lot. You did not even get far.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter. Does it?
It anyway. Matters that I am trying. That's all that matters.
Yes.
And I. Slowly.
So me and Himesh Deshami are very similar. We keep trying.
I'm sure. For me, coming back to the question. So I think laziness has got this bad or negative connotation around it, that laziness is bad, or laziness is not good for you, you shouldn't be lazy. I mean it's cliched at the same time that lazy people are probably one of the most intelligent people around, because they will find smarter and quicker ways to do things. And of course they are optimistic, ever optimistic people that you would come around, because they always believe in there's a better time to do things, which is tomorrow. So they believe in tomorrow. So I think there's nothing wrong in being lazy. It's if you're smart enough to find better and quicker ways to do things and still survive, and be happy about it, it's perfectly fine.
What is the definition?
No, thank you, Sri Ratan Tata, for that speech.
So I think laziness is not anything negative. It's pretty much about finding better ways to do things in quicker time. It's better optimization of time, and rest of the time you end up doing nothing or doing something that you really want to.
So basically, laziness is the time at your disposal to do whatever you want.
Yes. God wants to do nothing. It just creates intelligent beings and creation breathes on itself. So yes, God is lazy for me, but laziness not in negative connotation. He's smart and he's imparted intellect to every small entity, say from a mosquito to a whale to survive on itself. That is smart.
I think यहाँ पे हम लोग सीधा conclusion पे jump कर रहे हैं. यहाँ पे you are saying कि God is lazy according to you with whatever parameters and definitions that you say. But I think थोड़ा सा we should test it out also on a few
parameters. We should take your opinions on
whether you feel
God is lazy or not.
नहीं, God is lazy का तो पता नहीं, but laziness for me is inaction for sure. In action, not entirely, but as you all said, that I can do whatever I want to do with that time and I should not be responsible for doing a certain task because I have to do it. I don't want to do something because I have to do it. Mm-hmm. That's what being lazy for me is. I'm still doing something. It's not entirely a period of inaction, but you get me. So mere liye wo hai laziness. I think it's hum tino wo same hi baat kar rahe hai.
Yeah, I think more or less we're on the same track.
Let's try to extrapolate it to God now. Agar if God is lazy, what?
No, I think yeah. So how I see, we have defined the KRAs, right? Now let us see KRA number 1. What are the things that suggest that God is lazy on KRA number 1?
Hmm.
What are the things that suggest that God is not lazy on KRA number 1?
Hmm. So let's start with utilization of resources and space. You want to go first. Don't forget dark matter.
Yeah, dark matter. I mean, how does it matter anyway? Because
dark lives matter.
Why dark lives? Why
dark
lives?
Jokes matter or not?
Dark jokes can get you into hawala. It matters.
There your life will be dark.
Huh?
You will be in the dark forever.
So that is a different kind of dark. So, but dark life matters.
And your family will receive the information in dark.
That is Hindi dark.
Doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
That is not dark. That is R is not there. No, that is D-A-K. Right.
Thanks, Baba.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah.
Utilization of resources.
Dark lives matter.
Dark lives matter. तुम लोग थोड़ा गोरे हो तो मेरा ऐसा तुम dark lives matter. Yeah, dark matter. Dark lives matter.
fair lives don't matter.
Fair lives matter. Fair lives have always mattered. Dark. So because dark lives have not been mattering, so it is advocated that dark lives also should matter. So,
this is what did I hear it incorrectly? Did you say mattering?
Yeah. So, white lives have always been mattering.
That defines our audience, guys. Okay. That is it. Thanks, guys. Whatever we say from now on doesn't matter.
It stopped mattering.
you took little stole the line from me. Anyway.
Sorry.
Let's go back to utilization. Okay. On the KRA, utilization, whether God is lazy or not, is now what we have to talk about.
I said God is lazy for utilization of resources. I'll define this parameter once again. So, right, so there are so many beautiful things on Earth. And God has created beautiful planets like Venus, Mars. Mars is although barren, but it looks beautiful. Until it all boils down to Uranus. right? Like the name, the structure is so abhorring, right?
Uranus looks like an anus, okay? I'm asking, structure to what I've seen, all planets are around only.
See, the thing is, that's, again, it's very subjective, right? Tu bol raha hai ki nahi kuch nahi bana hai. Kya pata Bhagwan ko lag raha hai kya sexy cheez bana hai maine to.
I'm saying Mumbai, a human being can reclaim land and build 1 BHK out of 350 square feet. That's called utilization. If a human being can do it, why has God not utilized?
Now, if you give a choice to a Mumbai guy, to stay in a 350 square feet flat or a 3,500 square feet flat, what will he choose? He will always choose 3,500.
Of course.
So, commotion doesn't mean that's what you want. Or, let's say, all the space that you have, even any society you take the advertisements, they advertise 70% open space, 80% open space. When you take a vacation, you want to go to a place that is vacant, right?
Utilization of resources, for me, it is a gray area, because I don't know if, as Baba was saying, you know, it might have been intended to be, and they are getting utilized without us knowing. Maybe the life is supposed to be spreading from Earth outwards, right? Which we never know today. So, merely, I don't have any basis to judge God here to say whether God is lazy or not.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. It's an important KRA, but we actually cannot come to a conclusion whether God is lazy on this KRA or not.
Yeah, same.
See, that's the whole point of philosophy, right? Whatever is visible to you, you based your logic or your understanding based on what is known to you, even in science.
So, whatever is known to you,
now I can't say undefined is completely undefined. I can say 10,000 things. There's a fucking unicorn outside my house. It doesn't matter.
Okay, enough discussions. We are going to score God on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the laziest.
10 being the laziest.
Okay. Yeah.
And your reasons.
Reasons, I think we have put across our reasons.
Okay, fine.
We'll move to the next KRA after this. But on 10, Piyush, Baba, Raman, what are your scores?
A 7.
Baba.
2.
Okay, I have given a 5.
So average is somewhere around 5.
Utilization. Yeah, close to 5. Okay, so we'll move to the next KRA, which is maintaining harmony, happiness, balance.
So in its way, the system itself is designed in an efficient way. And that's again a sign of laziness, that you don't have to get involved any time and every time a crisis or a unhappiness comes into being.
That is a sign of laziness, or that is a sign of non-laziness. He put so much effort into designing this.
The beings are themselves responsible for their own despair. And that's how he's creating balance. He's created virus to kill people so that this planet remains under the threshold value, what you pointed out earlier, is around what, 9 billion?
Yeah, so different sources say different things. So, for example, some analysts believe that 2 to 4 billion might be the
right
population for us not to abuse the environment.
So, we are at 2x.
According to some.
And the threshold, I believe, is around 9 billion.
Yeah.
So, we are at 80% in reaching out our max value.
That is just
so we are maxing out on resources. So I feel creating a balance which might be happy, unhappy for a time being in a short time span, but in the larger scheme of events, I think it's all about creating a balance, which if in the system in itself can do it.
Is God lazy doing it?
I feel yes. That God is not involved in his day-to-day affair.
When he should be, or they should be.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your score to God? 10 now, being the laziest.
I think an 8.
It has to be.
Yeah, aapka kya maintaining harmony and happiness. So, is God being lazy here?
Yeah, God has been lazy as per me. Okay. He has been lazy that he has put everything on earth as we know it. He could have, let's say,
happiness की बात हो रही है। आपने happiness और balance ही बोला था ना, I quoted balance। आप happiness बोल रहे थे।
happiness provide karne mein, let's keep it to that. That's our definition.
Well, God has your been lazy. No.
God has been lazy. God has been very lazy.
खुशियाँ नहीं दे पा रहा है भगवान. तो खुशी बरुआ नहीं मिल रही है, तो गॉड लेजी है इसलिए नहीं मिल रही है.
गॉड हैज बीन लेजी इन द वे ही हैज क्रिएटेड द यूनिवर्स, ही इज ऑल्सो लेजी इन द वे ही इज मैनेजिंग द यूनिवर्स.
तो आपके लिए गॉड हैज बीन लेजी गिविंग हैप्पीनेस, तो आपका स्कोर गॉड को कितना है लेजीनेस?
ऑन लेजीनेस पे 9. व्हाट आई थिंक ना, व्हेन यू पुट एवरीथिंग इनटू दिस वन केयर है ना, हार्मनी हैप्पीनेस इट डजंट गो टुगेदर. इन द सेंस कि इफ यू हैव टू मेंटेन बैलेंस एंड हार्मनी, हैप्पीनेस माइट कम डाउन.
दैट्स व्हाट.
सो देन पुटिंग ऑल इन द सेम केयर है is actually counter intuitive.
But of maintaining harmony ki jagah
I think maintaining harmony and balance is one care.
Okay.
And happiness is another care.
So theek hai, maintaining harmony and balance pe aa jate hai abhi. So your score was 8. Your score was 9.
9, yeah.
Yeah.
He has been very lazy.
Harmony or balance mein bhi?
Haan.
Aur mere ko lag raha hai ki mera score hai maintaining happiness. Is God doing a good job?
Whether he's lazy in giving people happiness is sort of what we want to understand, right?
Yes.
No, I think he is not lazy.
अभी आपने बोला खुशी नहीं मिल रही है. पूरा discussion ही उसका था कि खुशी नहीं मिल रही.
क्योंकि आप
खुशी भर हुआ.
अच्छा हाँ, खुशी बरुआ नहीं मिल रही है, बट हम लोग जनता जनार्दन की खुशी की बात कर रहे हैं.
जो आप भी
सबको खुशी मिलनी चाहिए,
सबको
बरुआ नहीं बट खुशी तो सबको मिलनी चाहिए.
किसी को तो खुशी बरुआ मिला होगा ना,
किसी को
तो देन ही विल बी हैप्पी.
नहीं बट सबको खुशी मिलनी चाहिए, राइट?
सबको खुशी मतलब, हाँ खुशी मतलब नॉट खुशी बरुआ.
हाँ नहीं, मैं बाबा ये सोच है आपकी,
तो
मैं कह रहा हूँ सबको खुशी मिलनी,
खुशी एज द हिंदी वर्ड मिलनी चाहिए. But Barua is reserved for
few. Please don't impose your thoughts on us.
So, मैं क्या बोल रहा
हूँ? Maintaining happiness में भगवान, is God being lazy?
God has not been lazy. God has been very, non-lazy, if there is a word like that, in providing people happiness. Overall, he is able to provide, but I'd say maximize the happiness that possibly can be given across human beings, animals.
What do you think, Piyush?
I, first of all, like I said, I don't think this is a criteria for God, first of all, to keep us happy. And secondly, it's not anywhere a reflection of whether he's being lazy or not. Because at the end of the day, you're responsible for most of the things that you do, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is, whatever happens in your life is your own doing. So happiness also is a result of what you've done or what you're doing. So essentially, that's where I feel that there's a lot of free will, and God has no role to play in controlling or giving someone a bad time.
Fair enough. You have been very clear about this. So tere index mein main ye nahi dal raha hu. I'll put a hyphen. Yeah, or NA. Baba, for you, maintaining happiness ke liye kitna lazy has been God? 10 is the highest laziness.
Then 1, he has not been lazy at all.
But ठीक है, 1 आप कह रहे हो बढ़िया, भगवान बहुत बढ़िया काम कर रहे हैं, लेजी नहीं है, सबको एक्टिवली खुशियां बांट रहे हैं.
जितना बहुत ज्यादा कर रहे,
जितनी खुशियां है उतनी वो बांट रहे हैं.
बांट रहे
इससे ज्यादा है ही नहीं, वरना वो भी बांट देते
हैं. मुझे लाइक सी, ही हैज अ वाइफ एंड अ गर्लफ्रेंड, सो ही हैज बीन गिवन अ लॉट ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. Now, I have not got khushi, so God has been biased towards me negatively. So that,
but khushi baati hai, lekin balance nahi hai. That's what
you're saying. Mujhe nahi baati.
Think is podcast ka jo naam hai humko is God lazy ki jagah change karke is Baba hazy. Rakh dena chahiye.
Yeah, for God lazy. Okay, maintaining happiness mein main de raha hu ki बहुत बढ़िया काम तो नहीं कर रहे, बेटर कर सकते हैं. काफी लोग तो जानते ही नहीं व्हाट गिव्स देम हैप्पीनेस. तो मैं तो आई विल गिव गॉड हाई ऑन लेजीनेस आई विल गिव अ 8 ऑन लेजीनेस
ओके
ओके सो विल गो टू द नेक्स्ट वन विच इज लाइफ ऑन अदर प्लैनेट्स हाउ इज गॉड डूइंग हियर
सो आई थिंक यस डेफिनेटली ऑप्टिमम यूटिलाइजेशन ऑफ रिसोर्स इफ स्पेस इज अ रिसोर्स एंड ऑफ ऑल द 8 प्लैनेट्स एज वी नो ऑफ एज ऑफ नाउ देयर इज ओनली वन प्लैनेट व्हिच इज हैबिटेबल
नो हैबिटेबल एज पर
Our, no, there is no life form on Mars, Venus, and Mercury. That
you never know is what Baba is saying. You don't know.
As of now,
also, we don't know.
No, we have sent our rovers there.
No.
Yeah, but then we have not found.
With our.
We have not found, like you said. So, as of now, since we have not found it, we don't know whether there is or not. Right?
That's a very small way of thinking, right? We have not found there. We have not gone beyond Mars.
कहीं पे तो हमें ना कंक्लूजन पे आना पड़ेगा देखो इतना मानते हैं कि लाइफ जो है एक गॉड का पर्पस तो है ही या गॉड ने एक चीज बनाया लाइफ उनकी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी तो है ही राइट सो इट्स अ वैलिड क्वेश्चन कि एक ही जगह पे एटलीस्ट एज वी नो
सो लेट्स से
एक्सट्रीमली
इट विल बी नॉट एप्लीकेबल
फॉर मी इट्स लाइक 9 बट
हां
मेरे लिए भी नो
हां आई हैव टू गिव अप मार्क्स आई विल गिव इट अगेन 9 आंसर ही हैज बीन वेरी लेट एज ऑफ व्हाट आवर नॉलेज सेज He has been able to create life only here.
Okay, final KPI or KRA is OTIF for prayers.
Bhai, mere to answer nahi hue. So I will give extreme lazy again a 9. I have no other justification.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
You're coming from a personal...
So he's lazy. He's like, khud hi dekh le eventually.
But yahan pe lazy is different from your intelligent lazy.
Yeah, he's intelligent. He's thinking that I'm capable of handling it myself.
No, he's not answering to prayers.
Okay, so you're giving
so
a 10?
So that's why he's not answering.
Yeah, you're giving a 10?
9, 10, yeah, whatever.
9, let's say. Baba, what's your point of view here?
9 is also the number of God.
So my point of view even here is that he is not lazy at all. Majority of the prayers are getting answered.
बाबा का एक प्रेयर आंसर नहीं हो रहा है
पता नहीं बाबा आई
डोंट जैसे बाबा कह रहे
हैं सब प्रेयर कैरेक्टर बाबा
आई एम
यू ट्राइंग टू बी लाइक अ कूल
गाय
हां नो आई एम नॉट अ कूल गाय आई एम अ फूल गाय सो दैट्स ओके बट व्हाट आई एम सेइंग आई थिंक एटलीस्ट 70-80% का प्रेयर आंसर्ड हो रहा है
कितना दोगे नंबर पर 2 और 3 दोगे
लेजी
हां
या 1 ही हैज नॉट बीन लेजी एट ऑल
He has not been lazy, he's saying.
No, he has been doing a great job in answering.
मेरे को भी लग रहा है कि जैसे हम लोग बात कर रहे थे शायद पहले कि प्रे करने के भी अलग अलग जैसे BBMP वाला वो था ना कि कैसे प्रे कर रहे हो आप चाहते हो मेरे घर के सामने का रोड ठीक हो जाए मैं कमरे में बैठ के अगर प्रेयर कर रहा हूँ BBMP सुन लेगा तो नहीं सुनेगा ना सी वेन वी टॉक अबाउट मैनिफेस्टेशन लेट्स से पीपल हु आर रियली एबल टू डू इट दे अचीव वंडरफुल थिंग्स इन लाइफ
बाबा स्टार्ट मैनिफेस्टिंग खुशी
तो ये मैं भी इसमें कम दूंगा भगवान को फॉर बीइंग लेजी आई विल गो विद 2 आई थिंक हूएवर इज मे बी प्रेइंग इन द राइट वे और इन द राइट स्पिरिट आई थिंक इट गेट्स आंसर्ड एंड दिस इज अगेन बेस्ड ऑन वेरी पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंसेस
इफ 10 पीपल आर प्रेइंग आई बिलीव 7-8 पीपल आर गेटिंग अ डायरेक्शन फ्रॉम गॉड आई थिंक दे आर गेटिंग
एनीवे
आई विल या It's personal, this thing, which is fine.
It's personal. Mm-hmm.
I'll just do an average. We have this course on laziness index. The person who believes God is the least lazy is Baba. Aapka score is 4.4.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I am not God.
You look kuch hone ke liye.
Okay. God, Baba is certified.
Okay.
Be happy.
4.4 based on whatever your definitions of lazy are, which is chill and laid back. So you think God is 4.4 on a scale of 10 on being chilled. He is not chilled or laid back much.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I agree.
Second is mine, which is 6.4. And my definition was very similar, I think. Chilled, laid back and doing whatever they want to do and escape the... expectations basically without expectations what you're doing so I think I've given 6.4 on 10 for that on to God and your Piyush score is 8.1 on scale of 10 And your definition of lazy was building intelligence into your creation so that they find ways to get things done themselves. Perfect.
8.1 plus 1 is 9. 8.1 is 9 less than 9. It's like God for a reason.
9 is God?
Yeah, 9 is God, number of God.
Number of goddesses.
9.
Goddesses, right?
Gods in general. Huh? You will see a lot of people going for...
You are applying Thala logic here.
Why is nine an auspicious number? Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so yeah, that's the scores that we have given. I think we'll just conclude by taking one statement each from all three of them. Baba being the eldest. Baba, you go first.
We'll go with Piyush.
And Baba, since Baba needs more time. I think Raman should start actually.
Okay, I can start. So for me, I think God is lazy on a lot of parameters that we have discussed, according to me, where lazy means that God, there is a creation, but God might be, you know, whatever God wants to do about it, they do it. Otherwise, there are things that they're not concerned about, so they let it be. We have not talked about natural disasters, by the way. It's okay. So my score is 6.4 on 10, and yeah.
Because we were being lazy.
You're being lazy. Baba.
Yeah, we are God's creation, so we could be lazy a bit. So again, how the inference I can take out of this discussion in my mind, okay, I am trying to crystallize my thoughts. I feel from a creation perspective, there have been lazy points. If I have to give God, it has been lazy while creating the universe, conceptualizing and creating the universe. But when it comes to managing the universe, okay, on operational parameters, I think God has been very unlazy. He's been doing a good job. He's been keeping most of the people happy, answering most of their prayers. Those are operational stuff, right? When it comes to creating, whether it relates to space, so what, those are strategy elements, one are operational elements, if I can use a analogy, right? So when creating the strategy and building blocks, he has been lazy to a great extent, while after it has been created, managing the show, he has not been lazy.
Okay, so creation is lazy, but the maintenance is top.
Not been lazy, yes.
Okay. Piyush.
Yeah, I think I would just like to summarize that I am of the belief that yes, definitely he is lazy and he has a thing for humor. And the laziness just adds that element where, you know, the creation fucks up at times. And he's laid back, he's just laughing at the joke, probably, you know, laughing at the unanswered prayers, like, ye kya mang raha yaar? So, he's extremely lazy, he's just having fun there. Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, I think we take God too seriously. God is having fun. Okay, so, I hope you guys had fun. We had fun. We took several breaks in between, though. We'll see you again in the next episode of Three Dots and Hash with a new hashtag. Piyush, in most all probabilities, would be the moderator for the next one. And we guys might be discussing something pop. So stay tuned, have fun. Bye-bye.
Bye.